Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Right now, let's get into our grow model. When God said, remember, the book is penned by, down by Mark Finley, and today we're talking about the Sabbath and family unity. Family unity, something that we rarely consider as the backbone of the Sabbath. Families today are pulled in every direction. Even on a Sabbath, can I dare I say it? The Sabbath is a built-in rhythm that pulls us back together. It's not just about rest from labor. It's about reconnecting with each other and with God as a unit. That's why we have a Sabbath. That you're going to find in the book, When God Said Remember. To help us navigate our way through this concept, we do have Brother Henry Paul Baradze, who's joining us on the line. Brother Baradze, good afternoon to you. Welcome, and thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us.
Thank you so much. Good afternoon to all the listeners.
Thank you very much, Brother Baradze. How can families intentionally structure Sabbath to create unity?
Thank you so much. You know, Sabbath is a very important time of rest. And families can intentionally structure the Sabbath in a way that all family members are involved in the Sabbath worship. For example, the babies, the teenagers, the elderly people have to have a part to play with regards to the worship during the Sabbath. For example, as on a Friday evening, family members can meet, children can sing songs, children can have time to participate in the worship, to pray, to offer thanks unto God. So if families have time to meet as a family on a Sabbath, right, that helps to really create unity, where the cares, the concerns of various family members are brought on board, they're prayed for, and they share their victories. Through that, families get strengthened and they get united in worshiping the Lord.
Give us ideas, Brother Baradze. Give us some ideas on family traditions that can strengthen bonds between parents and children.
Oh, thank you so much. So on the on some traditions that can be put up that can strengthen the bond between parents and children, for example, going for hospital visitation on the Sabbath, it could be going for a nature walk on a Sabbath. It can be a tradition of a family to say, during the Sabbath, we're going to find time to go and to go on a nature walk. We worship God. We glorify God. That will help the family.
Yeah.
On a Sabbath, family can decide to can decide to go on a door-to-door evangelism program. That can be a tradition of the family to help make sure that we help the people who know not Christ, that they may come to knowledge of knowing Christ.
Right.
Families can have a tradition of conducting a medical missionary work on the Sabbath, like Christ was healing the sick on the Sabbath. So families can intentionally decide to be medical missionaries much more on the Sabbath to make sure that they hold that medical missionary expos on the Sabbath.
Right.
They can hold various programs. For example, it could be inviting non-Adventists to a meal, a vegetarian meal. Then you share with them healthy principles,
right,
share with them the goodness of the Lord with non-Adventists. And if children are involved in that work, they are going to love their parents more. They will be more bonded with their parents because they are conducting mission work on the Sabbath with the parents.
Right.
As well as they will see the love of God manifesting through their parents. And that bond is going to increase and it's going to be stronger because families are united in mission. Families are united in conducting activities on a Sabbath. So all the activities that are done, they're done in, as families, and families are going to be strengthened and they'll unite for Christ's glory.
So in both of the answers you gave, the first answer you said there must be worship, a cooperative and participative worship at home. And now you're talking about children cooperating and participating in services and mission outside home, which gives me the impression that there is something about this worship that affect the home spiritual climate. So tell us, how does shared worship time affect a home spiritual climate?
Oh, thank you so much. So shared worship time really affects the home climate in a mighty way, in that where there is unity, like we are told, united we stand and divided we fall. When there's unity in worship, unity in serving the Lord as a family, there's going to be peace in that home. In that home, angels are going to visit much more frequent, because
right.
It's a home where God's name is glorified.
Right.
It's a home where worship is always conducted, and angels are always going to visit such a home.
Mm.
And you find that in such a home, many people are going to be drawn to the Lord because of the peace that surrounds that home, because of the surrounding. And you also note that it's good to note that the children in that home are going to be open to parents. If they have spiritual challenges, they'll be able to tell the parents the issues that they're going through. So the climate in that home is going to be a wonderful spiritual climate for growth, a climate for progress, for establishment in faith and sanctification, because children have an atmosphere where they study God's word. They have an experience where they share God's word, where they sing, they worship God. So that helps the family to really to grow. It creates a culture, atmosphere of praise and worship, which is so good for spiritual growth.
We have a problem of screens, and we bring these screens. We go and buy, we purchase screens for our wives, our husbands, our children, our grandparents, ourselves. We buy screens at homes, but we don't realize how dangerous they can be for our families. So I want to give you the opportunity to talk to us about these devices. What are the dangers of letting screens dominate Sabbath time? And we do this. We give children, we say, go watch a Sabbath video or a church video. We turn and sit in front of the TV and watch a service on streaming platforms and so forth and so forth. If there are dangers at all, maybe you'll disagree. But if you agree that there are dangers to letting the screens dominate Sabbath time, then tell us, what are the dangers of letting screens dominate Sabbath time?
Oh, yes, I perfectly agree. You know, the screen has really dominated Sabbath time, and that has disrupted Sabbath worship. It has also separated the union between children and parents.
Mm-hmm.
So it's for us, we need to worship God as a family and not let the children just be on the screen, because maybe that children are on the screen, but maybe parents don't know what the children are watching on the Sabbath. They could be watching sports, they could be watching movies, and that isn't right. So it's important that parents need time to worship with the children, sit down with the children, engage in missionary work with the children on the Sabbath, and not leave the children on the screens.
Right.
The screens are separating the parents and the children, as well as separating us from God. Because we note that most of the content on the screens, most of it is worldly. Only a few years, like on Hope Channel, but still people have to engage in a meaningful family worship, meaningful evangelistic efforts on the Sabbath. That will help so much.
Okay. Final question there, Brother Baratse. We have different kinds of families these days. We don't only have two parents and children as families. We have all sorts of kinds of families. We have single parent families. We have child-headed families. We have blended families. You know, all kinds of families, but all families need to reclaim their time and the Sabbath. Give us examples and teach us, how can single parents or blended families or child-headed families reclaim the Sabbath?
Oh, thank you so much. So indeed, Christ died for all. He never only died for those families which are maybe which are well-structured, but he died for all of us. And he includes everyone in the salvation plan. So it could be a single parent-headed home. It could be a blended family or a family that is headed by a child. They can still reclaim the blessings of the Sabbath. We need to know that the Lord of the Sabbath is no other than Jesus Christ. Christ has to be invited in that home. Christ has to be the center in that home. When Christ is the center in that home, he will lead in that home. Whether it be headed by a single a parent, Christ is going to also be part, is going to be a parent in that home as well if he's invited. So the key is to invite Christ to be part of that home. And one other thing also is it's a need for such a family to still engage in missionary work, right. Still to engage in blessing others. As you bless others, we also get blessed.
Right.
That's what good measure put down running over, still to come back upon you. So as people engage in blessing others, helping others, even with the difficulties, the challenges that they may have, they are going to be blessed much more. So we need much more to be a blessing to others when things are seem to be hard.
Right.
And also, to be a family headed by a child, still that child has to stand for the right, though the heavens fall. That child has to claim the blessings of the Sabbath. For example, the girl who was Naaman's house, she was just a little girl, but she still directed Naaman to the prophet Elisha.
Right.
So even a home headed by a child, that child may still lead the people that he's heading or leading to worship God, to claim the blessings of the Sabbath.
Right.
So no one is exempt from claiming the blessings of the Sabbath.
Right.
So all are called upon to engage in claiming the blessings of the Lord. And the Lord will indeed add mighty blessings upon his people because he is true and faithful, and with him, nothing is too hard.
Absolutely.
Yes, and he is not a God of segregation. He loves all.
Okay. All right. Got it. Brother Henry Paul Baradze, thank you very much for your time and your insights. Let's do this again tomorrow.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless. Wishing you God's favor and goodness.
I receive.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.